I'm delighted to be speaking with Catherine Fitzgerald. Catherine is not only a well-known landscape designer and gardener, but she's also the owner of a stunning castle, Glyn Castle, in County Limerick in Ireland. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Holly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's lovely to be chatting with you. So, Catherine, could you tell us a little bit more about Glyn Castle and your family?
Well, the interesting thing about Glyn is there's just so much history. The family have been there since the 1200s, and there are many Fitzgerald castles dotting the landscape. So there's plenty of blood-curdling tales to tell. The current castle was built in the 1780s, and so for welcoming people to stay, it has got this wonderful 18th century proportions, big windows looking out on the Shannon estuary, this great sweep of water, and it is a stunning location. And with the wonderful neoclassical plaster work and a flying staircase, it has the features which we all think of neoclassical houses, and it's the feeling of being in it and of having friends and family there is unparalleled. I sort of feel so strongly that the house was actually built for entertaining in the 18th century, and I feel that's what it needs to do today still. It's too big for just one family. It needs an extended group to be enjoying it and using the different rooms as they were meant to be. We also bring in Irish music, traditional musicians, and we do whiskey tastings, and we try to use all the rooms and bring it really to life. There's blazing fires and all the grates. You're living the real castle experience.
Yes, I know. My parents were fortunate to know your parents, and they recount special and memorable times at the castle. And I think you're right. I mean, the whole aspect of the side of entertaining, and, you know, your father wasn't he the 29th Knight of Glyn?
Yes, this amazingly romantic title, which rather lost in the mists of time, dating from the 1400s. He was the 29th and the last, because it only passed down through the male line, and he had three daughters. But he was a pretty great last knight. But he loved entertaining, and his passion was the decorative arts and Irish art in particular, which is why the castle is in such good nick now, and why there are so many lovely paintings and furniture, which was his particular interest.
Could you expand a little bit more on when we have people come and stay at the castle, and also personally what you believe to be its unique aspects?
Well, obviously the Irish welcome, we want to make people feel at home. And even though it's a castle, which sometimes people might think might be a bit chilly and formal, we've made great efforts to really make it feel comfortable and relaxing, so that the fire's lit, people can feel they can put their feet up and read a book. You know, often the weather isn't always sunny, so sometimes it's nice to stay at home and just play board games. Then the other thing that's my particular interest is the garden. And I sort of feel like people need that sort of input of nature in their lives, and this garden is really special and atmospheric, and with the old ancient Killarney oaks, and then my mother restored the walled garden, so we have a full working walled garden with fruit and veg which supply the table, cut flowers, and the greenhouse where you can go and touch all the delicious smelly sweet geraniums. All the things that a country house would have had traditionally. You know, I think it's something you don't experience with the hotel. You know, this is the real thing is the wall garden, which would supply the house. That's all still there. And we want to share it with people and keep that all going. Also things to do. We're really the gateway to the West. We're an hour from Shannon. So for a lot of people coming from America, that's very convenient. You can fly straight into Shannon, you're in the West, then come to us and maybe relax for a while and enjoy the estuary and what there is to do there, and then maybe go on to County Kerry or the Burren, which is just across the water. You know, there's a lot of things to do nearby.
And don't you have, I believe, 5 world-class golf courses nearby?
Absolutely. Golf is a big thing, and a lot of people come to play golf with a group, and they set off early. We've got Ballybunion, where Bill Clinton played, amongst others, and we've now got Adair Manor half an hour away, and then there's Tralee Golf Course an hour, and then the golf courses Doonbeg and Lahinch are only just across the Shannon on the ferry. So for golfers, you could really do some fantastic links.
I know it's a beautiful part of the world. And it's lovely. I mean, you're not too far from places like Dingle. I know it's a bit more of a drive, but it's a wonderful 4 days out. I think you've got some wonderful experiences.
Yeah, Killarney, going out on the lakes of Killarney, you can take a boat out to the islands, and you know, we would help arrange, you know, if you want to do something a bit more special, like have your own boat and go for a picnic, and we'd make the picnic. You would try to make it so that you really experience some special things. Oh, and then, well, obviously we can't not talk about our lovely local Glyn Irish pub, which is the archetypal fantastic Irish pub, and it's called O'Shaughnessy's, and it's got all that old memorabilia, fire going, music often in there, and you know, and we often put on dinners there in the back room in the courtyard, you know, so you get you the whole thing is trying to get the real, you know, real experience, not the sanitized hotel only version. You'll meet locals, he'll chat to you at the bar over a pint if you want, or you can have your private room. You know, so to try to make it a bit more three-dimensional rather than just being shunted from one hotel to another.
And you've got 15 bedrooms, haven't you?
We're very lucky with that because some of these rental houses don't have that many, but it means we can cater for a really big group, and we often get multi-generational groups who can't be together anywhere. There's not enough rooms for all of them. There may be extended family or cousins or whatever, and they can, you know, we can fit them all in. The dining room will seat them all, and they can have a real hoolie.
Catherine, we're really delighted to be working with you, and it is a wonderful property. I mean, I think it's special for me because my parents knew your family and knew the property and all the amazing connections that you and your family have. And for me, that's what makes it particularly special. And as you say, it is homely. And I think that's what people really want.
You know, we want to make them feel they can really use it like their home, and that they have, you know, lovely staff who will look after them and make it a real rest, because people's lives are so busy and stressed. And it's a real escape. It's very secluded. It's very, you know, it's very quiet, the bird song. It's sort of people come and they sleep so long and they go, "Wash, what did you give me? I've never slept that long for years."
The Irish
air.
So
it is a really relaxing place.
Well, Catherine, it's been really, really lovely to chat to you, and I look forward to going hopefully in the near future.
Absolutely. Let's arrange it.
Thank you.
Bye for now.